London believed the newspapers, which time and again spoke of the impending successful conclusion of these negotiations. This was merely a game to cover the veiled tactics of English diplomacy, which did its best to destroy relations between Germany and the Soviet Union. The Giornale d'Italia in its Saturday edition declares again that Italy stands by Germany. Adolf Hitler, says the paper, has tried to make all of the problems quite clear in order to bring the governments of Europe to their senses. Italy will work up to the last moment in the attempt to guide European politics back to the path of clear reason. The Berlin-Rome axis stands firm as a rock in the midst of the European storm. A fresh cowardly attack was made by Polish frontier troops upon Danzig police. At about 11 p.m. on Saturday night, Polish troops shot the Danzig policeman Dyren, the 3rd unit of the 1st Police Regiment, and the stormtrooper Johann Rusch. Dyren was seriously injured in the arm, Rusch was fatally hit. A few hours later, an SS frontier patrol was fired upon by Polish soldiers. One SS man was shot dead. War preparations are being pushed forward at a feverish rate in Poland. Chaos exists in the frontier districts. It is believed that Poland has mobilized 1.5 million men. In West Pomerania and the frontier districts, all men up to 50 years of age have been called up. Nearly all private cars and lorries, as well as horse-drawn vehicles, have been commandeered throughout Poland. Fresh Polish troop transports are arriving hourly at the Polish-Danzig frontier. All barracks, gymnastic halls, and public buildings in Lissa are filled to overflowing. Strong units of the Polish Air Force arrived at Tisztygo. According to the songs of Polish troops marching through Dirschau, the Poles expect to reach Berlin within the next few days and start dividing up Germany. Panic has broken out at Katowice. The three largest factories of the town were evacuated and the machines dismantled in order to accommodate Polish troops. 40,000 men are ready to march from Bromberg. All the railway stations in eastern Upper Silesia are blocked. Luggage is no longer accepted for transport. Well-to-do families are leaving Katowice hurriedly. The financial institutions are being rushed by frantic depositors. The Katowice Savings Bank closed today. The whole of Upper Silesia resembles a military camp. Several batteries have been mounted and camouflaged near Neu-Oderberg. Polish officers stated that they expected orders to Szelmerich-Ostrow and Witkowitz. Reports which continue to arrive from East Upper Silesia indicate that conditions in the border territory are unbearable. Polish measures against German nationals are being consistently intensified. Innumerable house searches have been carried out, and a great many new arrests have been made. Tens of thousands of German nationals have fled and are hiding in the forest of East Upper Silesia, insofar as they were not abducted or forced into Polish military service. In the vicinity of Brest-Litovsk, the Polish authorities have established a camp for 30,000 German nationals, according to a report from Katowice. Bomb outrages were committed on German schools, a publishing house, and a printing firm. All of the buildings were badly damaged. All traffic in East Upper Silesia is paralyzed. The lack of food supplies begins to be very noticeable. The beginning of a new school year has been indefinitely postponed. Several Polish administrative offices have been moved further inland. On the occasion of the visit of the school ship Schleswig-Holstein to Danzig, a wreath was placed at the Danzig War Memorial. According to a report from the Deutsche Nachrichtenbüro, the official German news agency, there is no foundation whatsoever for the rumors circulated by a British agency to the effect that the German ministries in Berlin have moved to the suburbs. The ministries are going on with their work undisturbed in the heart of the city. and the Leipzig Autumn Fair will be open tomorrow. All air traffic over Germany has been prohibited with immediate effect, irrespective of the nationality of the airplanes concerned. It is officially stated in Rome that the Duce received this morning at 10 a.m. at the Palazzo Venezia, the Foreign Minister Canciano, the Minister of Communications Benny, and the heads of the Army, Navy, and Air Force in order to discuss with them military preparations. According to a report from the Utsir Lighthouse, British naval airplanes flew across Norwegian territory on Thursday. The naval planes were accompanied by an aircraft carrier and two submarines which cruised off the Norwegian coast. Sir Neville Henderson, the British ambassador in Berlin, departed for London early Saturday morning after having conferred with the Führer on Friday. Upon his arrival in London, the ambassador went at once to Prime Minister Chamberlain and Lord Halifax, and later visited the King in Buckingham Palace. The French and Polish ambassadors in London called at the Foreign Office during the afternoon. A report just issued by Press Association states that Sir Neville Henderson will return to Berlin on Sunday with the British government's answer to the Führer. All America-bound ships leaving English ports are loaded to capacity. The State Department of the United States is to establish a central bureau which will deal with the travel arrangements of Americans resident in Europe and American tourists now abroad. In the event of war, United States citizens will be brought home on warships to be put at their disposal. The King of the Belgians received today the German ambassador von Bülow-Schwante in audience. It is reported from Brussels. The ambassador informed the King of Germany's attitude towards Belgium in the event of a general European conflict. The German ambassador expressed Germany's desire to continue the good relations existing between the two countries and affirmed once more the solemn promises made by Germany to Belgium and gave renewed assurances that Germany would not impair Belgium's integrity in any way and would respect the frontiers of Belgium so long as Belgium observes strict neutrality. The Hungarian government has declined a Romanian proposal suggesting the conclusion of a non-aggression pact. It is officially announced in Bucharest. The German minister at The Hague called on the Queen of Holland to make a formal statement regarding Germany's attitude towards the Netherlands in a case of war. The German Reich, said the minister, will not under any circumstances violate the integrity of the Netherlands and will respect Dutch territory at all times. Germany, for her part, expects that the Netherlands will maintain complete neutrality toward Germany and other states. The Japanese newspaper Miyako Shimbun expects that Japan will withdraw from the Nine-Power Pact in the immediate future. The reason for this decision, says the paper, is the intention of England, France, and the United States to use this pact as a basis for discussions since the failure of the Tientsin Agreement. The Reich Party rally, which was set for the 2nd to the 11th of September, will not take place. Whether or not it will be held at a later date will depend upon future developments. The British Cabinet had a 2.5-hour session Saturday evening, during which it was resolved to send a message to the Führer. Another session of the Cabinet will be held Sunday morning to deal with the contents of this message. The Egyptian newspapers report that three British Air Force divisions have left Palestine for Egypt, the Sudan, and the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean. Furthermore, new detachments of British Indian troops arrived in Egypt, according to these same papers. A section of these troops are said to be for the purpose of maintaining order in Cairo. National circles in Cairo regard this step as an expression of British mistrust of Egypt. The Polish capital makes the impression of a beleaguered town. The civil population is summoned to help digging trenches and air raid shelters in the parks. Prices of foodstuffs are rising and speculation is rife. A panic threatens to engulf the Polish capital. Several Jews have been arrested because they charged excessive prices. Large numbers of Frenchmen, Englishmen, and many Scandinavians and Swiss are leaving the country of terror and the few international trains still running. The French ambassador in Moscow has been instructed to return to Paris immediately in order to report to his government. The French ambassador, François Poncet, is reported from Rome to have had a short talk today with Count Chano. Upon his return from Italy, Governor General of Libya, Marshal Balbo, inspected the Italian troops stationed at Tripolis. The French Prime Minister Daladier had a conversation today with the British Ambassador Sir Eric Phipps. He also received Foreign Minister Bonnet. Callers during the afternoon included the American Ambassador. The Polish Ambassador was seen today by Monsieur Bonnet. The British Foreign Minister Lord Halifax received the Romanian Minister in London this morning. At a special meeting of the Belgian cabinet, the Belgian Prime Minister submitted a bill giving special powers to the King in times of war. He also submitted a royal decree declaring the mobilization of the Belgian army. The Belgian government declares that mobilization would be limited according to the circumstances. No measures other than those already adopted would be taken. It is officially stated that the Queen of the Netherlands received the German minister today after the latter had been seen by the Dutch foreign minister. French troop transports are arriving in Beirut, Syria, almost daily. The troops are reported to come from the French colonies and to be moving north towards the Turkish frontier. A representative of the Oberschlesische Volksstimme had an interview at Boyton Central Station with a trade advisor to the British Embassy in Bucharest, Mr. MacLean, in which the latter declared that he had discussed the position with several Poles, including a high staff officer. Everyone had told him the same, namely that the frontier formalities would soon take place somewhere near Breslau instead of Boyton. The Slovakian police, according to a Pressburg report, arrested today 25 Polish frontier guards who had crossed the frontier illegally in civilian clothes in order to commit acts of sabotage. Another Pressburg dispatch states that the conditions along the Polish-Slovakian frontier become daily more untenable. Serious clashes occurred today in the Kafka district, where Polish soldiers fired on two occasions on Hlinka Gardist during Slovakian frontier duty. At Siaci, Hlinka Gardist were fired at by Poles from inside the Polish custom office. The Brazilian press announces that General Gomes Monteiro, the chief of staff of the Brazilian army, has left for Europe today by the Italian motorship Neptunia. General Gomes Monteiro has the intention to visit Germany, Italy, France, England, and Belgium. Spanish diplomatic representatives abroad have been instructed that according to a resolution passed by the Cabinet Council, Spain will observe strict neutrality in the event of a conflict. The Spanish Ministerial Council, presided over by Generalissimo Franco, met today to discuss the foreign political situation. The Ministerial Council, moreover, passed a number of important decrees concerning the reorganization of Spain. Senor Alfaro, an old member of the Falangist organization, was appointed Undersecretary of State for Press and Propaganda, while Senor de Tena became Director of Public Welfare and Social Institutions. Senor Conteras was made Director General of the Fine Arts Department, while Senor Alarcón and Senor Pedro Solis were placed in charge of industry and trade and taxes, respectively. Senor Guisa became State Secretary for Agriculture. The Jerusalem Association of Arab Women, according to the Arab paper Falastin, in a telegram to the British Premier, Mr. Chamberlain, has again protested against the illegal immigration of Jews into Palestine. The telegram states that this illegal immigration is furthered by official London quarters. The Arab Women's Association demands that Jewish immigration into Palestine should cease altogether. Britain apparently fears a Japanese attack upon Hong Kong. Reuters reports that the British authorities in Hong Kong have requested 200 British women and children to leave the town for the Philippine Islands. A communique published today in Tokyo by the Japanese Army after a meeting at the Japanese War Office says that Japan would continue her China policy regardless of the international situation. The changed European situation would not remain without effect upon Japan. Intrigues and baits would have to be anticipated. Nevertheless, Japan would adhere to her policy and mobilize all forces for the defense of the country. The Japanese Secretary of War, Mr. Itagaki, had a lengthy discussion today with the President of the Japanese Privy Council, Prince Konoye, on the new European situation. In connection herewith, the Japanese newspaper Kokumin Shimbun reports that the Japanese government had decided to change their policy towards Europe. The axis Berlin-Rome-Tokyo, however, would remain in force, so the paper emphasizes, and the Japanese government did not consider a cancellation of the anti-Comintern pact. According to a Copenhagen report, the Danish minister has prohibited the export of rye, wheat, barley, oats, and maize. Owing to the non-departure of the Italian liner Conte di Savoia, American holidaymakers who wished to return to the United States were compelled to travel via Paris. Another 100 United States citizens are leaving Naples tomorrow with an American steamer.